student loans are, yes, a threat. The average 2014 graduate is going to have about $30,000 in student loan debt. That is not the crisis, because education remains arguably, I would say unarguably, the greatest form of empowerment. So $30,000 for a college education, I would call that a good investment. But the crisis is that we're not teaching these very same students how to repay that debt, how to live in relation with money.
There are several jobs now that pay a lot more than some college graduates would earn upon graduation. Is taking on such a huge debt always a prudent thing to do when so many college grads struggle to find work after school that would even help them pay back the money they owe?
Absolutely not. Students need to consider their future, their career choices.
Should kids thinking about going to college really consider what they want to major in based on what they can earn and the availability of jobs before they decide to take out these loans?
Oh, absolutely. And their parents and even grandparents should want them to consider that. Candidly, I think this should be a dinner table conversation. Student loan debt is the fastest growing form of debt in our country, and that's for grandparents and parents also, I believe, as families are looking at ways to help pay for college because the costs have risen. So absolutely, those are prudent questions to be asking. And the beauty, the great thing about this, when you're young, you're in complete control of your future. You can look at those careers, decide which ones you like, which ones are a fit for you, and then does it make sense financially? I think that's a great conversation to have with parents and with career counselors at your high school.
I remember when I was thinking about going to college and generations past and after mine, you thought about going to college as, let me major in something that I enjoy, that I feel like I would enjoy doing. And your parents sort of thought, if you couldn't make it doing that, if you didn't earn a living doing that, your degree would get you a good job. Are those days gone?
A good degree paired with hard work is absolutely a path for success. Just the degree part of it may not be enough, but paired with hard work, we've had a lot of interaction in both high school and college classrooms with students who have good questions about their financial future, who are thinking through careers. I know I didn't when I was in high school or college. Kind of like you said, that the path was you go to college, you get a job. It is going to take a little bit more planning on the part of students now, and I think these students are up for the task.